It's time. Boxing has been a popular international sport for the past 100 years or so. I'm sure it could probably be traced even further back in time, maybe even back to the Greco-Roman Olympics. I've never done the research, but I do know it's become a massive industry and a spectacle to behold. Have you ever been to a professional fight? Or maybe the Olympics? I have, and it was awesome. I've even watched George Foreman and Sugar Ray Leonard and many more. Even had the privilege of praying for George before his famous comeback in 94. This week marks the beginning of Holy Week. The triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, the betrayal, crucifixion, and resurrection. Let's just say it's a big week. In fact, Jesus thought it was a week that would shake the world. Matthew 21 says this, saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you'll find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you'll so say, the Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by the prophet. Wow. Jesus knew that he was the Messiah the Jews were waiting for. He was convinced that all prophecies regarding himself, the Messiah, would be fulfilled in his life, death, and resurrection. It's such an incredible week. Hey, I hope and pray that you'll draw closer to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords during this Holy Week. He loves you. He's paid the debt for all your failures and every miracle you could ever want. Isaiah 53:5 prophesied, but he who was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes were healed. If you know others who need a miracle, please share this email with them. Let's take the next few days to press into the King, because he cares about you, and you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Marc Goulet.